Welcome to the Christian Gentleman. This episode's going to be an introduction, so cue the music. Hello, this is the future me, realizing after I recorded 10 minutes of this introduction that I never introduced myself, which seems kind of weird. So, yeah. My name is Kyle, and yes, I do drink Monster, and I have occasionally punched drywall, but that's not important. What is important is that I am 22, studying business administration. I go to Liberty University online, based out of Lynchburg, Virginia. And I spend a lot of time reading the Liberty Bible Commentary. I also am very concerned with being a gentleman and living a gentlemanly life as a Christian. And so I am working with some close associates of mine to develop this podcast using the skills we've learned in theological surveys and some other theology classes that we've all taken. And we'd like to approach the topic of being a Christian gentleman through study. And that's the goal of this whole podcast. So that's a little bit about me. So now we'll get into the rest of this introduction where I explain what the podcast is about. But that's me. So I hope you stick around and enjoy the show. All right. Welcome to the Christian Gentleman. So this is our introduction episode. Essentially, this is going to kind of get you ready for the format that most of our episodes are going to take, which is that I'm going to do a short intro like I did. We're going to have the cue the music, and then we'll get into it. So, as of right now, we have one 5-episode series planned, and we're writing on that series currently. I have some ideas written down for the 2nd and 3rd series. But essentially, we're going to do this in series. We'll talk about things related to being a Christian gentleman and how to live out a gentlemanly life as a Christian. There's a lot of topics you can cover there, so we're going to cover all of them. All the way as in-depth as we can go, and probably some pretty shallow topics too, just because they apply and they're questions people have, you know? So, some examples of topics that we've discussed talking about are, like, how to dress and in what situation. What is modest dress for a gentleman? How do gentlemen handle tough situations? How do gentlemen handle confrontation? Things of that nature. So, in the spirit of that, this first series, I haven't come up with the series title yet, but when I do, I'll be sure to let you know. But in our first series, we are going to look at five men from the Bible. Four of them are normal men from the Bible. The fifth one will be Jesus, the perfect gentleman. And in each one, we'll go over the story of that biblical personage. And then after we go through their story and what they did, and it won't be the most in-depth storytelling. That would take, well, I would have to read you the Bible verbatim to get that deep. So I will read you the outline, and I will be using the outline from hefty book, the Liberty Bible Commentary, the Old Time Gospel Hour edition, published in 1983 by the Old Time Gospel Hour. And it contains the Liberty Bible Commentary from the Old Testament and the New Testament. So yeah, it was, the commentary was written by Jerry Falwell, was the executive editor, Doctorate of Divinity, Doctorate of Literature. Then you have Edward Hinson, theological doctor and Doctorate of Ministry. Woodrow Michael Kroll, theological doctor. They are both general editors, so I won't be reading you word for word because it's not my writing, it's not my commentary, but I will be referencing their outlines for books in the Bible to cover the story of different people. So that'll be the setup for each episode. Introduction, at least for this first series. We'll do the introduction, we'll do the story of that character, the things they did, what they did in the Bible. And then the second part of the podcast is where I'll get more in depth, and I will give you, this first series is going to be three action items, three adaptations, three actions, three goals, three habits to strive for, if you will. And we'll look at three things these people did that made them a gentleman. What can we learn from these people in the Bible about how to be a Christian gentleman? How to be chivalrous and true to our beliefs and stand up for our beliefs, but still do so in a gentlemanly manner. And so that's the goal of this first series, is to look at some of the prominent men in the Bible, and see what we can learn from them as a gentleman. Now, we're still writing on this series. We're planning on writing and recording the first and part of the second series before we start releasing episodes. But personally, my goal would be to release the first episode of Series 1 sometime in the spring of 2023. I'd like to do it by March 1st. So that's the goal I'm shooting for. I'll have to talk with my cohorts and see if that's something we can do, but I'm going to start backwards planning from March 1st, see if we can make that happen. So I'm excited to go down this path, explore being a Christian gentleman. It's going to be an interesting ride. I'm going to learn a lot. I hope you, the viewers, the listeners, also learn quite a bit. That's the goal of this whole podcast. I'd like to make it a video podcast eventually. But currently, I don't have the setup necessary for that. I don't have the infrastructure put together yet. So once we get down the road a little bit and I can spend some time getting into that realm, I'd like to turn this into a video podcast and possibly a live podcast that you could watch. But we'll see where it goes. I've got a lot of other ideas for other things I'd like to do, but, this one, you know, feels important. So I'm focusing on this right now and putting effort into it. So I hope you enjoy. We will have social media and an online presence eventually. I'm not sure when that will come, but I would like to have it done by March 1st so that we can start promoting episodes as they come out. So I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you learned something. And if you've got topics or questions you'd like us to approach in the manner that we do on this show, always feel free to send them our direction. So I hope you all have a blessed fall, a Merry Christmas when we get around to that time of year, if I don't see you before then. God bless.